Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 127. They laughed at me when I told them... dot, dot, dot. First of all, how are you all holding up? I hope you're good. This is not a podcast this week about the coronavirus, but... hopefully you have plenty of time to think about what we're going to be talking about and structuring your life a bit more positively going into the future. And once we're out of all this quarantine and isolation and confinement, so hopefully you're getting on okay, you're healthy and your mindset is good and you're raring to go once we get the all clear, once things advance to a more positive state, we all get our freedom back. Hopefully you'll hit the ground running and you'll be ready to put all of this kind of stuff into action. They laughed at me when I told them. So I've got a few points here, but I want you to think about your life. While I'm talking about the ones that reflect on my life, I want you to think about what plans did you have in your life in the past that people laughed at? What plans do you currently have that people could be laughing at? And what future plans do you have? What future goals? Maybe you're afraid to do them. Maybe you're just keeping them secret. But what ones do you have that people could laugh at? So make sure that you reflect this podcast and all of my podcasts onto yourself, because even though I might be reflecting it on my journey, this is not an ego vehicle for me. It's not all about me. I actually find it very hard to use personal examples. I'm better off talking in a generality about things. But for this one, I have to make a few comparisons to my own life. So but just make sure that when you're listening, you have a think about your life, past, present, future, the areas that people could laugh at you or have laughed at you or could have snide comments or criticisms or try to prevent you from doing something or try to talk you out of it, undermine your confidence to such an extent. That's what I'm worried about. The biggest worry is that you could give people the opportunity to undermine your confidence to such an extent, to shoot down your plan to such an extent that you never actually try it. Now that is a massive disservice to yourself, and you do have control over it. You cannot let that happen. Okay, let's go. They laughed at me when I told them that when I was a teenager and I was in school and I was in front of the guidance counselor at the age of 15, I think it was, after doing the national aptitude test, and they tried to steer you towards various different careers, and they were trying to steer me towards, I think, accountancy and secondary school teaching, so education, neither of which I had an interest in. I told my guidance counselor that I wanted to open and operate my own martial arts gym. So my classmates would have laughed at this. My friends at the time would have laughed at it. The guidance counselor was probably laughing on the inside, but he was very dismissive. He said he knew absolutely nothing about the area, couldn't help me in any shape or form, which is very similar to what my parents actually said to me as well. So I wouldn't have gotten the most amazing feedback from anybody around me when I said I was going to do it. And it just made me stronger, more determined to do it. I had no plan B. The next one that people laughed at me was when I said I was going to get my black belt, because obviously I needed to get a black belt to be in a position to be qualified to open up my own martial arts gym. But a lot of friends thought that that was a laugh, that it was going to be very hard, that I'm not going to be able to do it. When I said I was going to become a world champion, and not only did I want to become a world champion, but I wanted to win several large competitions. I wanted to hopefully win several large governing body world championships, of which I managed to go on and give a good crack at, and I came away with a few titles. But everybody, including my training partners at the time, everybody thought I was off my head with that one. And that's probably very reflective on my training partners, because they realized that they could themselves couldn't do it. So maybe that's why they didn't wish it for me. Maybe that's why they laughed. When I said I wanted to become a professional MMA fighter, that was another one. And not only friends, not only you know, family members might have raised an eyebrow at that one. But other clubs who I was already in the martial arts sphere, so other clubs, other instructors, other associations, maybe people already involved in MMA, they definitely didn't want me to do it. And they definitely laughed at the prospect of me doing it. They didn't have a belief, or maybe it was a slight fear slash lack of belief. I don't know. And then starting this podcast, doing my podcast, my blog, my vlog, a lot of people may have laughed behind closed doors. Maybe not directly to my face, but even some of my students seemed that they didn't want me to do it, that they were happy with the way they knew me and the path that they wanted me to be on. They wanted me to continue to be their martial arts instructor. Maybe some of them, not all of them, there's some extremely supportive people out there, but you know, not everybody is behind you. So let's get back to it. That was a few examples. What is it? It's not a black and white situation. These aren't all evil people. Yeah, some of them are evil. Some of them are scumbags. But this is not all evil people. It's not all people out to get you. It's not all about haters. It's not all about detractors. Some of the people who will detract are actually thinking that they're doing it in your best interest. So they're actually thinking, they're trying to prevent you from any type of failure. They're trying to talk you out of something that they think there's a high chance you mightn't be able to succeed in. They think that they are protecting you. They're not. They're causing more damage to your timeline. They're giving you plenty of regrets for when you're on your deathbed thinking, I should have, would have, could have. That's what they're really doing. But they think, out of love for you, they're helping you. So it's not all villains, it's not all evil people, although there's plenty of those out there that will try to knock you off your path for competitive reasons or for their own lack of confidence, their own lack of motivation to pursue the things that you're saying that you're going to do. And if you do manage to succeed, in their mind, it makes them look terrible. In their mind, it makes them feel less, I suppose, and makes them feel bad. So why would they want it for you if they can't go and do it themselves? So it's not always black and white. It's family members, it's friends, it's schoolmates, college buddies, best friends, enemies, haters, social media trolls. It's not always black and white. It doesn't always mean, you know, that these people are absolutely against you, even though they're giving you maybe not great advice. So that's the other thing. If they don't have that much experience, if they don't have experience in the area that you're looking to achieve something or do or get, if they don't have any experience of that, again, they might warn you to be cautious because they don't know. So you've gone to the wrong type of advisor. You've opened your plans or your goals up to the wrong person and you're going to get the wrong advice. So it's not all, you know, people that are just out to get you. Not at all. But you have to be very careful. My advice is that you don't have to tell people your plans. You should most definitely have goals and plans and ideas in your head that would make people laugh. You absolutely, if you don't have any of those in your timeline, past, present or future, you're playing it far too safe. And you're never going to really experience the maximum out of your life. There should be things that you're thinking about doing, or are currently doing, that would have people laugh or raise an eyebrow or, you know, detract if you gave them the opportunity. So don't give them the opportunity. Don't give them, unless, of course, you can use that to fuel you. So unless, you know, by them being negative fuels you. But you know what? If you're that strong-minded, because I've heard that loads of times, oh, you know, fuel for the fire. I've heard that loads of times. And the problem with that is, if you're that strong-minded that you can take all that negativity and use it as fuel for your fire, then you are that strong-minded, you didn't need to have to go down that road in the first place. You didn't need to have to go to anybody for reassurance. If you were that strong-minded that you can use the negativity to spur you forward, you didn't even need to tell anybody all your plans or goals in the first place. You're strong-minded enough to keep your own counsel. So that can be a little bit of a fallacy, so you don't need to do it. My advice is don't tell them, especially if you're going to get somebody who can rock your confidence and make you double think what you are going to do. I mean, it's hard enough to get the energy and the motivation and the confidence to follow large goals. It's even harder when you hear people you know, giving you arguments against those goals. It can take, even if you are strong-minded, it can take away. You only have a limited amount of confidence and motivation and energy. So let's not throw it away willy-nilly. Don't bother telling them. If they find out, then by all means, prove them wrong. And by all means, put that negativity into fueling your fire and driving you forward. I mean, there's a meme that's been going around and a saying that's been going around for a long time, and that is, a wolf doesn't require the opinion of sheep. Now, it's one of those, yeah, all the macho guys will get on it, yeah, wolf, they see themselves as wolves and all that, right? And they don't require the opinion of sheep. But what it basically means is you don't need other people's opinions, especially if they have no experience of the area that you're looking to do. And if they are just going to undermine your confidence, you don't need their opinion. And that's basically what that statement is. You know, if you want to imagine yourself as a wolf and, you know, you're ignoring all the opinion of sheep, then by all means, if that works for you, you fire forward. Whatever helps you on your path is fine with me. So I hope that helps you. I hope that there are things in your life for after COVID-19, for after the coronavirus, that make you a little bit nervous, that makes you think, oh my God, what would other people think? What are they going to think? They'd laugh if they knew I was thinking like this. They'd laugh if I wanted this for myself and I let them know this. I have loads of those goals, and I'm not going to be saying them on this podcast for the exact same reasons as I've told you. I have absolutely loads of goals that if anybody realized them, they more than likely would think I was off my head. So make sure you have them as well. That it makes you feel alive having these things. It makes you excited. It makes you excited to get up in the morning. Gives you something to look forward to after all this negativity, after the quarantine. Have these things in your life that they... Oh yeah, and by the way, I had said it briefly earlier. They may not actually be laughing to your face. During my career, there mightn't have actually been that many people standing in front of me laughing in my face about it. Although that is a possibility. It probably, realistically and being honest, it didn't happen to me that much. But behind closed doors it did. And certainly online in the early days of the early days of group chats and stuff like that and forums and boards. There was a lot of detractors, there was a lot of haters, and it was all anonymous, and I think it was even less regulated than it is now. As broken as the system might be, as prevalent as the online bullying is now, it was completely unregulated, it was completely just dismissed, and it was absolutely anonymous, there was no IP checking. So I got a lot of flack, again, from anonymous people. So they don't necessarily have to be in your face laughing at you. It could be behind closed doors. It could be you get hearsay from somebody, and don't even bother listening to it. You stick to your path. You make sure that you're on your steam train and don't pull those brakes for any idiot that's shouting or detracting or saying that you can't do it. Just shovel that coal into that fire and sure, go even faster towards your destination. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.